Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity, serenity,
and tranquility. You are listening now live to the Divine Prince, an African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African Udu world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my inner standing, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Tai, Voodoo Tai, and Mecca, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and inner standing, the place from where I begin and the place from where I realize, crystallize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Oludumare, Moki, Loni, Mowogun, Maren, Aye, Mother, Father, Creator God. I greet the new day. I greet the four directions that create the world. Ashe. Today is Friday, May 4th. 2012, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the house of the Divine Prince, Tai Mecca, Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, enchanted, and most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. Do continue to join me here live each and every day at high noon at U.S. Central Standard Time, and always in archive at your leisure and convenience 24 hours a day here on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. You know, the hyphen is that little subtraction mark. My live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you momentarily. My website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means, virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I will be forward with more of our show topic, No Validation for the African Born in America in the U.S. in terms of ATR, Traditional African Religion. We are still stuck in a place of seeking validation, seeking authorization, seeking acceptance, authentication from sources outside of ourselves, from sources away from our ancestral homelands here in this America. Indeed, the divine creators created a new tribe, a new people here in this Babylon. And we are those people, gifted as all people are gifted, with a unique set of tools, a unique set of gifts, a unique set of connections. And the only thing about that we are truly given any real credit for outside of athletics and whatnot is religion, but only under the authoritative positioning of the oppressor's religion. It is indeed within voodoo, obeah, ifa, all of our indigenous ancestral religious connections that we will ultimately have our salvation. But it is within our DNA, within our genetic structure, within our crystalline bodies that hold the truth, that hold the unchangeable, unbreakable, unshakable, uncorruptible truth. And ultimately, our authenticity and validation to the realm of spirit. But we live and exist now in a time where that is either bastardized or capitalized upon. And those positioning to do the capitalizing are often, if not always, not us. Oh, we have a few multicolored overseers, if you will, in this system. But indeed, we have not taken full responsibility, full authority for our birthright, for our lineage, for our ancestral connections. And there was a time, it was an overt activity to destroy our religion, our culture, our languages, our connection to the motherland. But now that's not necessary post Jim Crow, post Willie Lynch, post integration. Now the goal is to get us to accept the bastardization of our own faith, so that it shall never raise its head, never manifest and mature to its full potential. While we watch others capitalize on our tradition, market our tradition, popularize our tradition in white face, in the face of other distant relatives to the existence, we are only accepted as temple preachers at best. But when we fall back on our roots, our birthright in spirituality and religion, in divination, in binary systems of divination, in four card systems of divination, in 21 and 16 shell forms of divination, palm nut divination, we are seeing others outside of us being given respect, being given honor. And we often going into debt, often putting ourselves at risk for all forms of abuses, seeking outside of ourselves to be authenticated. I will be forward with more of this topic on Today as Spirit Leads. I welcome you to join in at my live listening and call-in number of area code 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than humbled to assist you. All is indeed a blessing. Akshay.
Amen. Amen. Votez la vie nouillée. Papa, votre digital, votre avocat, vous avez dit qu'il n'y a pas de bouche. Votez la vie nouillée, mes amis. Papa, votre digital, votre avocat, vous avez dit qu'il n'y a pas de bouche. Pas au premier poste, il faut être toi.
Thank you.
as it manifests itself within our Pan-African reality and traditions, wherever those roads lead us and wherever those roads cross, for those who received initiations, I'm using many coded, loaded words and symbols, roads being one of them, to bring depth and clarity to this message, not just for the newcomer who's still considering becoming a part of these complicated traditions, but all for those who are already involved, who may have reached a crossroads in terms of moving forward or not, reconsidering for whatever reason. But also for us who have found salvation, who have found healing, who have found wholeness within these traditions, and not to lose sight of our purpose, our journey, our destiny. So it is crucial, mandatory, I dare say, that these paths cross, that these paths intersect. It is a fact. There are some who would say that they don't mix, they don't cross. You don't know your history. You don't know your genealogy. You don't know the middle passage. And you don't know how language and culture and tradition evolve. But for those who can understand, it's necessary to take this journey in order to find ourselves, in order to find our place and clarity within these paths and within these traditions. But know that the force, the ashe, the power, is right there with you. The Bible says it is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, in this very moment in time space. It needs to be cultivated. It needs to be nurtured. It needs to be re-educated, rebirthed, if you will. But it is with you, spirit, that ability to tap spirit, untrained or not, it is there with you. Now, training, of course, makes it easier. Let's take something simple as an example. Singing. I was born singing, too. Before I could talk, I was singing and playing the piano and putting chords together and putting rhythms together. Didn't mean that I still didn't need to be educated. My mother being a retired music teacher and going to school and learning notes, learning chords and learning scales and how to write them and how to read them and all the technicalities and scientific aspects of something that comes very natural to some of us, music. The same thing in terms of spirit. You are born with it. Many of you have been born with the veil. Many of you have that gift in your hands, you know it. Many of you have that gift in your eye, you've been told it. Many of you have that gift in your heart, you can feel it. But yes, it requires training. It requires exercise. It requires practice. So we cannot let the roadblocks to gaining knowledge, to gaining evolution within the traditions, become an excuse for not doing that which is most advantageous for our own good and most in line with spirit. In wanting to, desiring to build bridges between communities, we put ourselves in a position of vulnerability. That's life. When you're looking for a marriage partner, when you're dating, when you're scouting schools, when you're scouting housing, any act of study, any act of seeking, sojourning, if you will, puts us in a position of vulnerability. That's life. But we live now in this system which medicates everything. You don't fix the problem, you just medicated over until the next day, the next episode. And we're quick to get frustrated and throw the baby out with the bathwater and throw our hands up, which is your right to do. But in so doing, we throw all out, caution to the wind, and then replace it with absolutely nothing. And there are many who are just walking now through this existence, just getting by, just existing, just focused in on your carnal needs and necessities. And you know that there's a rift there, that there's a void there, that there's a catechism that sits in the middle of your life like the big pink elephant in the room, and you're not satisfied. Again, pop culture, Jerry Springer and Nancy Grace and Judge Judy and all these people have fed a new day in our pop culture, in our society, where it's okay to release through anger, through negative emotion, through being argumentative. It's become a sport and a form of entertainment, if you will. But it's not helpful. Ultimately, doesn't serve your best interest, doesn't fix the problem, doesn't remove the boulder in the middle of the road, and you still end up having to come back to finding the solution. Aspirin, Pepto-Bismol, antacids, you know, they mask over, they cover up what's really, really going on with you. And to do so without making all the changes necessary, 360 degrees, how we think, how we communicate, what we say, what we think about what we say. Because, you know, again, some of us have that narrow vision. Well, it's all about what I say to you. No, it's about what you are thinking about me before you even open your mouth. It's about what we bring to the table spiritually first and foremost, before anything, before your first day of class, before your first day of initiation, before getting marked. It's about what you are bringing to the table. Reconsider your journey, what you've packed, what's in your luggage, what you're carrying, what's in those bags, what are you bringing to the table? Because all of this colors what you expect from these journeys, from these roads, if you will, in ATR. And some of you are coming away dissatisfied because you came to the table dissatisfied. You came to the table already out of balance and not really clear about that which you truly desire. Many of you are going about your journey in seeking partners and relationships in very much the same way. And you're on fire and you're adamant when you're contacting me by way of Keen and Live Persons and Desto and Kasamba about your relationship. But then I ask you, what do you really want? What do you really need? Some of y'all know because I've asked you. What did you come to this relationship with? And we fall silent because you haven't thought that through. You don't have those answers. It's like going to the grocery store hungry without a shopping list and spending, you know, a whole lot of money and then getting home and have the essentials that you really need never crossed your mind because you weren't organized in your search. You weren't organized in your journey. Traveling doesn't mean just getting lost, though that can be a very inspiring, motivating, exhilarating aspect. I remember as a child, my parents would say, you know, let's chase the sun. Let's find the sun today. It's raining here. Let's drive until we find the sun. But you got to know the road. At least have some idea of the road, you know, to get to point A and B, and then to get back. So, if I can offer you anything, it's clarity. And know that by way of our connection to the ancestors, you already are and have all that you need. It is divinely innate and inherent. Always begin. Always end with the witness of faith. We know that in ATR to be Ishu, to be Legba, to be Legba. But it is also an extension and a manifestation of ourselves and who we truly are. So after you get past all the outward looking, go back. Go back to Dana. Go back to that DNA. Go back to that genetic vibration that we all carry if we would just get still and silence all the noise and allow ourselves to truly tap a spirit. I look forward to sharing with you here at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test of one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Until next time, Ashe.
Amen. La vie nous y est. Papa, petit, petit, là, le monde a beau pire, tout ça qui calme pas bouché. Côté la vie nous y est, mes amis. Thank you. Get that out of my